began by thanking our wonderful Lord God for having provided us this opportunity, and it was a wonderful opportunity to share God's word with the people of Barbados. You know, God, we're going to give God the praise, we're going to give God the glory. Psalm 117. Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. The day began for most of us around 3 in the morning as we began to prepare to meet at the Philadelphia airport by 5 a.m. By God's mercy, everyone arrived without incident at the airport, and the excitement and the great anticipation was very evident, even though we had that lack of sleep. One missionary encountered a co-worker at the airport, and this co-worker provided words of encouragement and support. Our flight left promptly at 7:55 in the morning for our first stop, which was San Juan, Puerto Rico. During the flight, a missionary sat next to a lady and gave her a tract, and she graciously accepted the tract. And after a conversation with this fellow passenger, the lady made inquiries about the missionary, about E-Bible Fellowship, and what, you know, the mission would be doing in Barbados on this mission trip. So the lady was invited to visit E-Bible Fellowship. Even though she was a Catholic, this lady seemed to be interested. You know, she seriously considered it. So may it be that God would bless his word. You know, as this lady has a tract, God's word, may it be that God would bless his word to her heart. The flight from Philadelphia to San Juan was about a four-hour flight. And we arrived in San Juan around 11:55 a.m. From San Juan, going to the security checkpoints, we boarded a bus, and this bus resembled a metro bus. Boarded a bus at the airport, who took us to our plane. It was a smaller plane, an American Eagle flight, which departed on time to Barbados. And we arrived in Barbados around 5:20 p.m. Smaller plane was a little bit noisy, you know, but by God's wonderful grace, we all arrived safely. The flight arrived to Barbados on time. Once we were in Barbados, we give tracks to the security personnel and all those people at the airport, and they all took the tracks very graciously. They all took them. Johnson's transfer service was outside. Once we got to Barbados, they were outside waiting for us, and they gave us a ride from the airport to our hotel, the Blue Horizon Hotel. Now, once we arrived at the hotel, we were provided some news. It turned out that the hotel was overbooked, and this impacted us. The manager, Mr. Taylor, was very pleasant. He told us, well, he apologized, and this was unexpected. He apologized that this has happened, but he had taken the liberty to move us to a sister hotel called the Savannah Hotel. And this hotel was about 2 miles down the street. And while this initial news did not sound very pleasant, and, you know, especially after a long flight, and it had been a long day. And it was also a concern because most of our materials, you know, we've made all the arrangements and everything was set up for the Blue Horizon Hotel. But by God's mercy, all of us remained calm, you know, to see what the Lord would do. It turned out that the Savannah Hotel was an upgrade. We were moved to a 3-star hotel to a nicer 4-star hotel, which was not too far away, and all at the same 3-star price. What that meant basically is that there was more available options. More options for food, nicer room where we can sleep more comfortably. God in his mercy was showing us that he would be taking care of us. This was a wonderful opportunity to see God's hand at work as he provides for his people serving him. You know, I believe this really set the tone for our trip. And Romans 8:28, we read in Romans 8:28, a very familiar passage. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. God worked that out for us. He took care of us. We were able to make arrangements for the conference room. And the way it worked out is that we slept very comfortably at the Savannah Hotel. And then, since the Blue Horizon is only a couple of miles away, we're able to have our meetings at the Blue Horizon Hotel. We had a meal plan at the Blue Horizon Hotel, but since there were so many restaurants within the vicinity where we're at, we arranged to eat dinner at various nearby restaurants. And on the Lord's Day, we were able to make the arrangement that we would have dinner at the Blue Horizon Hotel so that we wouldn't have to buy food, on the streets. By God's wonderful, wonderful mercy, it worked out very beautifully. And we got to sample various Bajan foods and Chinese food and all kinds of different foods. It worked out very well for us. Psalm 118, 1. Psalm 118, 1. We read, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." That night we registered at the Savannah Hotel, and once again, the manager, Mr. Taylor, from the Blue Horizon Hotel, made himself available to us so that the transition to the Savannah went very well, no problems at all. We also received even more good news that night. Our friend from the United States, a brother in Christ, Richard Migliaccio, called and said he was on his way to visit us. Richard had been in Barbados for by this time it was about a week. And he had been there, he had a rental car, gotten his way around, so he knew his way around pretty well. Richard told us that he intended to assist us in this mission trip and would be available to help us with our transportation needs. And this was a tremendous blessing to us. Richard arrived around 9 o'clock. By this time, it was around 9 o'clock at night. And, we ended up ordering a pizza that night. And we had pizza for dinner. We had a short meeting. And then we went to bed. To give you an idea what our schedule for the week and for the time that we were there, at 7:30, we had devotions, which was hymn singing, and we had prayer time, and usually we would have the men lead us in the prayer and do the Bible reading. Breakfast was from 8 to 9:30. We load up our tracks, backpacks, around 9:45, and then we were out passing our tracks around 10 o'clock. In the evening, we would leave the hotel, we'd leave the Savannah Hotel, and have dinner from 6 to 7, from 6 to 7:30, and then we would have the nightly Bible study from 8 to 9. Thursday, the 11th, our team met together at 7:30. Thursday was our first full day. We met together at 7:30, a nice patio area, outside nearby a swimming pool. We had put together about 30 favorite and well-known hymns, so that we can sing together a cappella. Our devotional time typically ends with the men closing us in prayer, and then after that we went upstairs to the cafeteria. Our first breakfast at the Savannah Hotel was very delicious. It met the requirements of a four-star hotel, I'll tell you that. there were cereals, croissants, toast, bacon, sausages, great variety of other breakfast items. I mean, this was like an all-you-can-eat. And to give you an idea, I'm just trying to paint a picture of, you know, how wonderful, how nice this was. The only thing I can think of is when you go to, like, a summer Bible conference And, you know, you go to a Towson, maybe Tuscarora, and you see the layout there in front of you there, all these beautiful options. This was the idea. You know, it was wonderful to have this option available. And Richard arrived that morning around 10 o'clock in the morning and joined our team. So now we had a total of 8 people and had four persons on each team. We left the hotel around that time and divided into 2 teams. Our focus today was Bridgetown, which is the capital of Barbados and the island's busiest area. One team went to an area where there were very small vendors, several businesses, and a bus terminal, and the other team moved up towards the street where various shops and little vendors were. Today was a little bit of a rainy day. The rain would come suddenly, and then the sun would come up again, and this would occur, repeat itself throughout the day. Our team went to a busy corner near a bus terminal, where there was a steady stream of traffic as people were going to and fro. This space is normally quite busy, but because of the rain, it was not as busy today. Still, a steady flow of people came up, and many people took the tracks. We're very encouraged also that the people warmly received the tracks. I would say that maybe about 80%, more than 80% of the people took the track very graciously. There were very few tracks left on the ground. An elderly woman took a track, and after reading it very carefully, she took the track and tore it up in very fine pieces as she walked, and then casually let it fall to the ground in her hand. As I went to pick up the pieces from the ground, a passage from the scripture came to mind. This was in Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The woman's reaction here was not directed at me at all. No. This was her response as she ponders the question being asked on a track. Did God die for you? This is a very deep and profound question. Perhaps she began to read the track, and God's word reached into the very depths of her soul. God's word, as a two-edged sword, was speaking to her heart when she pondered the question, and her reaction was to act in anger. And she slowly, carefully took the tracks, tear it up, very fine pieces. This same lady went to another missionary, and where this missionary was, and a track fell down to the ground. She went to the track and stomped it on the ground, grinding it with her feet. She also attempted to grab a stack of track from another missionary, and during the struggle and her aggression, she accidentally scratched the missionary's finger, and thankfully the missionary is okay. But this woman was very obviously troubled by God's word in this tract. And so let's be in prayer for her. Maybe that the Lord may be pleased to open her eyes, even as she ponders this question in this tract. Maybe the Lord will open her eyes and be pleased to save her, if this is his good will to do so. The distribution efforts continued and moved to a bus taxi area and then to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. At the hospital, the security personnel gave us permission to enter and share God's word with the people. We were able to give our tracts to people in the lower level of the hospital, people sitting in the waiting areas on chairs, waiting for their turn to be called. We give our tracts to nurses, doctors, security personnel, patients. Everyone in the area took the tract, and everyone graciously took it give us a smile, and many were reading the tract immediately as they were waiting for their turn. This was indeed a blessing, and it was a wonderful opportunity as God opened this door so that we can have such access. It was nearing the time when people were getting off work, and school children were being let out of school. So we went back to the bus terminal area, where we were able to pass out many more tracts to people heading to the bus terminal from work and school children going to their homes. We finished the day off, and afterward went back to the hotel. We also had the privilege of sharing 7 Bibles with those who display a desire and delight to have a copy of the Bible. How wonderful it is to see the expression in a person's face when they receive a Bible. It really a joy to see that. And may it be that those who receive the tracts and those who receive the Bibles on this day, that the Lord would bless them exceedingly abundantly, as we read in Ephesians 3:20. Let's read that in Ephesians 3:20. And to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that we ask or think, according to power that worketh in us. So may it be the case that the Lord would be pleased to bless his word in that way. That evening we had dinner at a nearby Chinese restaurant, and after we went to the Blue Horizon Hotel for our first of many nightly Bible studies. Our teachers on this trip was Brother Robert Daniel. We had Brother Chris DePelch, and myself. And as we reflected on the day, we're very thankful and blessed with the wonderful privilege that God provided us to bring the Word of God to the people of Barbados. We're also very thankful for God's providence and His grace and mercy upon us. On Friday was the third day in Barbados, but it was our second full day of tract distribution. We began the day with our usual devotion time, and on this day the men in the group read from Psalm 119, taking turns as we read this beautiful portion of God's Word. We then had a time of singing hymns, and then went upstairs to a restaurant for a delicious breakfast. Today, one of the teams went to the University of the West Indies, which was within the vicinity of Bridgetown and was not too far from the town of St. Michael. The team encountered some difficulty at first because permission had to be granted in order to be able to distribute the tracts on the grounds. They were directed to several different offices, and from security to administrative offices, then to the registration office, where they finally permission was granted. Inside the grounds of the university, most of the students on campus and faculty members readily accepted the tracts. After reading the tract, one lady commented, saying that she hated the fact that the tract was saying that Jesus and God are one and the same. Jesus died, she said, but not God. This same objection was followed by a gentleman and his friend with this same question about Jesus and God. Many passages from the Bible were shared with them, showing that Jesus is indeed God. The missionaries also encouraged them to please check it out for yourselves in the Bible. Information about eBible Fellowship website was given to them. May it be that the Lord would be pleased to bless them with a sincere desire to really look into this matter, for it is in God, the Lord Jesus Christ, alone is salvation found. And Acts, read this in Acts 4:12. In Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The other team originally planned to go to Spiketown, which is Barbados' second largest city, This was about a 45-minute drive by car. However, problem developed with transportation, and this trip had to be rescheduled for another day. This team ended up going to the market in Bridgetown, which was on Broad Street. Fridays and Saturdays are market days in Barbados, and today was a beautiful sunny day, and the team went out hoping that many people would be at the market. Well, this turned out very beautifully. There were a constant flow of people all around the area, which kept the missionaries very busy distributing tracts. How wonderful it is that our dear Lord God directs his people as we share his word. We're very thankful that our wonderful Lord redirected us so that we would find this area. The missionaries were able to pass out a lot of tracts until about lunchtime. One lady briefly read the tract. She read the tract and then came back and requested 8 more tracts so that she can give to her co-workers in her office. After a short lunch break, the team went to Swan Street. This was a very busy area designed for pedestrian-only traffic with shops on both sides of the street. The team was able to finish all the tracts in their backpacks early and arrive at the hotel around 4 p.m. Normally, we would arrive around 4:30, 5 o'clock. So this extra time was helpful so that we can relax a little bit before getting ready for dinner and the nightly Bible studies. Later that evening, we went to a nearby restaurant and had a delicious dinner, and then afterwards went to the Bible study at the Blue Horizon Hotel. After the study, a team of 5 missionaries went to Oystens for a tract distribution opportunity. This was a voluntary. It would have been a night distribution effort. And so we made it voluntary, wherever would desire to go. Oystens is a major fishing market with modern fishing industry. I mean, it was a big, large fishing market located within the parish of Christchurch. It was about a 20 to 30 minutes drive from my hotel. Friday and Saturday nights, many visitors and local Bajans flocked to Oystens for this very popular event called the Fish Fry. This event is geared towards nightlife enjoyment. At this fish fry, there were many food stalls where a person can purchase a good meal at a very reasonable price. There were also many bars available. Loud island music fills the air and alcohol is available. This is a very festive environment. There were also many vendors on the side selling different crafts, local goods, jewelry. The fish fry is a very popular event in Barbados, and many are drawn to this event on Fridays and Saturday nights. We arrive around 9:30 and began to distribute the tracts. The people were not as immediately open to taking the tracts as they were during the day, but receptivity of the tracts was better as we made our way around the many people that were there for this event. One lady from England who had received the tract commented that this was the best thing that ever happened to her at the fish fry. Perhaps this lady had been to many fish fries, and we don't know. And here we are on this day. We came to the fish fry, gave her a tract, and she commented that this was the best thing that ever happened to her. Maybe that God would bless his word to her heart. We also met Cyril at the fish fry, coming from the parking lot as we're going into the fish fry. He was offered a tract. He told us that he was supposed to contact someone from our group. It turned out that Cyril is brother to a lady that lives in New York, and she asked him to see if he could assist us while we were in Barbados. Cyril was a great blessing to us, and he used his personal vehicle to drive us around to various locations on the island. And this was a great blessing because we really had a need for transportation. And it was an answer to prayer. and God wonderfully meeting our needs as we serve him. Praise God. Saturday the 13th, we had our daily devotions. You know, again, we would have our hymn sing, read from the Bible, and then we'll close with the men, we'll close us in prayer. We enjoyed a very delicious breakfast, and by God's mercy, this was a great blessing to count on this breakfast as part of our routine, because I believe this was extremely important. You know, as a missionary, it's needed that extra energy as we get out there, a whole day of tract distribution, which really is difficult or hard work. I mean, it's a joy to do work, but when you're carrying a backpack on your back and you a lot of walk-ins involved, so having that breakfast was really a blessing. Today, the Lord blessed us with a beautiful sunny day, and both Cyril and Richard joined us today. Each man took a team in his vehicle, and we headed out. Today in Barbados is market day. We learned that there would be two major markets. There's a small market where local merchants would be in the small vendors, and then there's the larger market, and this market was in Bridgetown. Now, we had been in Bridgetown a couple of times already. And so now, even though we had gone there, Bridgetown is is the center of the city where most of the activities occur, and people come and go in Bridgetown from all over the island. So on we went to Bridgetown that day. Cyril led us to a place for about three blocks, people all over the place. It seems the whole area was set aside specifically so that only people, stores, vendors were there. This was by far the most people that we have seen in one place since we've been here. The two teams divided up, and for the next 3 to 4 hours, just about all the tracts that we have in our backpacks were distributed. We also gave away many Bibles to people that our dear Lord would lead us to. We took a short break for water and a bite to eat at a nearby KFC, and while eating and talking among ourselves, praising our wonderful Lord for such a wonderful day he's given us, a young man sat nearby in a restaurant. His name was Michael, and he sat there very, very carefully listening. And as I looked at him, he looked at us with a very intriguing look, as if to say, these people are not from around here. Kind of reminded me of in the Bible and First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. First Peter 2, 9. And we read, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We give this young man a Bible, and he was just very overjoyed from receiving this Bible. And may God be pleased to bless his word, as he may God put the desire in his heart to really read and study his word, and may God be pleased to bless him unto salvation. When we were done in Bridgetown, we headed back to the hotel. One team walked to a nearby racetrack, which was not too far from the hotel, and many people were gathered there. They were able to pass out more tracts at the racetrack. Some people at the racetrack had received the tract already from the market in Bridgetown, and they had put the tracts in their pockets. And when we presented them a tract, they said, well, we already have one. They would carefully remove the tracts from their pockets, showing us that they had not discarded it. You know, and this was a blessing to see, and how people really cherish. They didn't want to throw the tracts away, that they saved the tracts so that they could read later. We estimate about nine or 10,000 tracts were passed out in the market of Bridgetown that Saturday. And the wonderful thing is, you know, we may have picked up perhaps 30 to 50 tracts out of 10,000. And, you know, how we praise God for this opportunity. And the Bajan people, how they really, considers God's word, and they really wanted to check these things out. And we praise God for that. A man named Joe, with a tract in hand, walked up to a missionary inquiring about the place of the Bible study. The missionary informed them of the time. And now we've had people before. They come up to us and says, "Well, we want to know what's on the Bible study, and we want to come." And of course, we'll tell them, you know, when the Bible study were. But unfortunately, not many were able to make it, you know, for one reason or another. But Joe was very enthusiastic. You know, he says, "I want to come. You know, tell me where it is." So then we told him where the study was. Now, when I arrived back at the hotel in my room that evening, another more good news awaited, as I saw a message light on the telephone was blinking. So I saw that I had a message. Well, it turned out that message was from a Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is a contact that was given to me from a friend who lives in the United States, and I had told him that we had a desire to get into the prisons in Barbados. But Mr. Smith is a government official, and so he left me a message when I got there and gave us the information, the contact information that we needed in order to get into the prison. But the prison was the office was closed this Saturday, so that I would follow up on first thing on Monday morning. We had dinner at the nearby restaurant, and afterward went to the Blue Horizon Hotel, where we had our study. And just as the study was starting, in came Joe and his teenage daughter named Sade. They sat very attentively to the study and sang along with the hymns as they were sung. And as the study ended, Joe revealed to us his Christian experience. Joe told us that he had been part of a closed brethren group from a child, and that he had gotten out of that group and began attending a Baptist church. He told us that he had been thinking that something was not right with the churches, with the church teachings. He had gone to his pastor, but it seems as though he was being brushed off, and that his concerns were groundless. He then was injured, unable to move for 6 weeks. During this time, he began to really study the Bible. A family friend had given him a shortwave radio, and he began to play around with it. And one day he found family radio as he was flipping the dials, and he came across the open forum. He heard Brother Cameron's voice, and he was intrigued by his voice and made him to listen. He heard teachings on the open forum which agreed with what he understood the Bible to be saying. He wrote a letter to Family Radio and received all the books, all the materials pertaining to the teachings of our day. Joe understood that God's no longer using the churches, and he understood that the return of the Lord is very near. He and his wife had been worshiping at home since around February of this year. Joe was just as excited as we were, talking to him, praising God with him. We talked until we had to leave the conference room, and then we moved to the lobby area. As we continued to talk, in came his wife, Harriet. She was just as excited as he was. Psalm 136, 1. Psalm 136, 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. How we praise God and thank him for all his wonderful opportunities that he had brought us, and how he has directed us. And I just praise him. We just continue to praise him this whole trip. Went back to the hotel, and just continue praising God and all the things that he's doing, that he was doing for us on this trip. Sunday the 14th, the Lord's Day, we had our normal time, devotional time, hymn singing, reading of the Bible, and prayer. Then we went upstairs for our breakfast. On this day, we had the extra blessing of additional missionaries, for Joe and his wife, Harriet, joined us. So now we had 10 people, and we were able to have 5 people on each team. Since there was the Lord's Day, we wanted to focus on the churches. Our goal was to stand on the sidewalks as people were going to and fro, going to their churches. One team went to a Catholic church, and after distributing tracts there, went to a Baptist church in Bridgetown. We were able to pass out a lot of tracts to these people going to these churches, and most people took the tract. They were very gracious in taking off tracts. The other team went to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and bus terminal. And at the hospital, by God's wonderful providence, the team got to visit the children's ward or children's area and give tracts to their parents who were there. They also visited the kitchen area and distributed tracts to the kitchen staff, and everyone around that vicinity took the tract very gladly. Now, praise God once again for his, you know, how he just continued to give us access to these places that we can share the gospel in this way. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth forth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. And we just, you know, this whole time continue, praise the Lord, Isaiah 52:7. Yes. Dinner plans were on today, on the Lord's Day. Dinner plans were prearranged at the Blue Horizon Hotel. We were able to work with the manager, who worked with us and gave us a very discounted price for dinner. And that evening, we enjoyed a very delicious dinner, and then afterward, went to the Bible study at the nearby conference room. And this was a wonderful blessing. Monday the 15th, we had our regular devotional time hymn singing. Then we went upstairs for our breakfast on that Monday. The telephone number provided to me from Mr. Smith turned out to be a blessing. It turned out that this number was the number for a high-ranking prison official, and who immediately gave us permission to be able to come to the prison. However, today was a very busy day at the prison, and the inmates were getting ready to be moved to another area. And because of the activity going on, the chief officer, which we spoke with, asked us if we can leave the tracts to another facility, so that he would assure that the inmates received, you know, the materials. So we were able to leave with the prison officials, able to leave 1,500 tracts and 15 Bibles at this location with the prison guards. And they once again assured us that these would be given to the inmates. The prison was on the way to Spicetown, which was our destination for that day. Cyril joined us today, and we went with 2 cars to Spicetown. On the way there, we stopped at a town named Hoetown. While in Hoetown, 2 missionaries went to a police station where everyone gladly took the tracts. They also went to a place where property tax was paid. Once again, the people were very gracious. They all took the tracts. One lady behind a glass door area initially refused, did not want to try it. But then she saw that everyone around her was taking the tract. Then she called the missionary to have the missionary slide a tract under the door to her. And then the missionary encouraged her, you know, please read the tract very carefully. And she acknowledged that she would read it. In Spikestown, we distribute tracts to school-age children, and on the bus terminals with very high reception rate. On the way back to the hotel from Spikestown, a traffic delay occurred and traffic went to a standstill. And traffic was stopped on both sides of the road. And it was one way going, one way coming back. So everyone was stopped there, which provided a wonderful opportunity as we were able to get all these people and buses, loads of buses and children and all kinds of vehicles. And so this was a wonderful blessing to pass out tracts there. Back at the hotel, went to a nearby restaurant. Then we had our nightly Bible study, and Cyril joined us tonight for our study. Tuesday, we had our morning devotions, hymn singing, which was a regular part of our schedule. Then we had breakfast. And today was sort of a free day as we made final preparations to return. And we would have to be at the airport, the Barbados airport, by 4:30 in the morning. So everyone needed to be in the lobby by 3:30, and so that our transfer shuttle would be picking us up by 4 in the morning. We delivered two boxes of tracts to Joe and his wife, Harriet. They had been praying that the Lord would provide a way so that they could minister to the people of Barbados. And them receiving this tract was an answer to prayer. They were very thankful, praising the Lord. And we know that they're going to do a wonderful job of sharing God's word with the people of Barbados. So by God's wonderful grace and mercy, and Barbados, we had 40,000 tracts. We passed out just about 33,000, and we were able to give the remainder of the tracts to a very faithful brother in Barbados. We also shared 60 Bibles with the people of Barbados. And, you know, once again, God was just very gracious. We're very thankful that the Lord opened all these doors. And truly, this was a wonderful, really wonderful opportunity to share God's word. And in 1 Chronicles 29, we'll close with this here, and I'll take any questions anyone have here. 1 Chronicles 29, and first, beginning in verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sword? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee." So to God be the glory. Amen. Are there any questions?